Chapter 9. Peregrine's ship can turn a rock into a flower. Dear Prawn, there are many other notable examples of optimism. To illustrate, I would like to relate to you a story that tells of the Buddha's gracious attitude. After listening to this, you will find how nobly optimism can turn a rock into a flower. Just before Buddhist Lent, one year, the Buddha was invited to take up residence in the city of Viranja, where a Brahmin elder welcomed him to an assembly of clergy. Initially, the Viranja Brahmin's conduct was in bad faith, being full of doubts and skepticism about the Blessed One. He searched for ways to interrogate him acrimoniously, as in the following diatribe. Brahmin asked Gotama, "Gotama, they say you are vapid and favorless. Is this true?" The Buddha answers, "Quite true, dear Brahmin. Since flavor is comprised of sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch, which humans find so addictive, all of which I have renounced. Hence, when they accuse me of being flavorless, it is rightly said." Then Brahmin asked Gotama, "Gotama, they say you are destitute and without possessions. Is this true?" The Buddha answers, "True also, Brahmin. Since possessions are composed of sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch, all of which I have eradicated. Hence, when they accuse me of being without possessions, it is rightly said." The Brahmin asked Gotama, "Gotama, they say you are a preacher of destruction. Is this true?" The Buddha answers, "What they accuse me of is true. Since I preach that you must annihilate lust or addiction, rage or anger, and delusion or ignorance, as well as all inherent evils. Hence, when they accuse me of being a preacher of destruction, it is rightly said." Brahmin asked Gotama, "Gotama, they say that you find everything objectionable. Is this true?" The Buddha answers, "It is, Brahmin. Since I take offense in physical, verbal, and mental wrongdoings, as well as in all inherent evils. Hence, when they accuse me of being critical, it is rightly said." The Brahmin asked Gotama, "Gotama, they say that you have a penchant for suppression. Is this true?" The Buddha answers, "As true as they say, Brahmin, since I gave sermon on how to suppress lust, rage, delusion, as well as all inherent evils. Hence, when they accuse me of having a penchant for suppression, it is rightly said." The Brahmin asked Gotama, "Gotama, they say that you are arsonist. Is this true?" The Buddha answers, "Also true, Brahmin. Since I hold that all physical, verbal, and mental wrongdoings should be incinerated and obliterated. I also called he who raises all inherent wrongdoings to the ground a top-notch arsonist. On the other hand, all evils that need to be obliterated, I have burned to ashes. Hence, when they accuse me of being an arsonist, it is rightly said. The Brahmin asked Gotama, "Gotama, they say that you are a creature never to be reborn on the face of the earth, a damned creature. Is this true?" The Buddha answers, "It is also true, Brahmin. Since I called one who severs himself totally from all defilements, which leads back to the cycle of rebirth, a creature never to be reborn. As such, I myself have also eliminated categorically the cycle of rebirth. Hence, when they accuse me of being a creature never to be reborn, it is rightly said." The Brahmin made a series of caustic accusations, but the Buddha showed his optimism unfailingly. He turned all the accusations around, one by one, into compliment by means of positive thinking. Confront with such an attitude, the Brahmin found his way of thinking so fascinating that he vowed to become a Buddhist and was devout from that day until the end of his life. Most people who are accused of such severe charges may either pay back in kind. For example, be enraged and resort to physical assault, or file a lawsuit for a defamation, but optimistic sages view such accusations as being as lightweight as cotton. Your teacher.